Canto 4, chapter 25, text 5. Rajo Vacha Na Janami Mahabhaga Parma Karma Pavidhadhi Bruhi Me Vimalam Jnanam Yena Mucheya Karma Bhi. Translation, please repeat. The king replied, O great soul, Narada, my intelligence is entangled in fruitive activities. Therefore, I do not know the ultimate goal of life. Kindly instruct me in pure knowledge, so that I can get out of the entanglement of fruitive activities. The king replied, O great soul Narada, my intelligence is entangled in fruitive activities, therefore I do not know the ultimate goal of life. Kindly instruct me in pure knowledge, so that I can get out of the entanglement of fruitive activities. Purport. Shri Narottam Das Thakur has sung, Satsanga chari kainu asate vilas, te karane lagila ye karma bandha phas. I don't know the tune, but anyway, this is the text. As long as a person is entangled in fruitive activities, he is bound to accept one body after another. This is called karma bandha phas, entanglement in fruitive activities. It does not matter whether one is engaged in pious or impious activities, for both are causes for further entanglement in material bodies. By pious activities, one can take birth in a rich family and get a good education and a beautiful body. But this does not mean that the distresses of life are ultimately eliminated. In the Western countries, it is not unusual for one to take birth in a rich aristocratic family, nor is it unusual for one to have a good education and a very beautiful body. But this does not mean that Westerners are free from the distresses of life. Although at the present moment the younger generation in Western countries has sufficient education, beauty, and wealth, and although there is enough food, clothing, and facilities for sense gratification, they are in distress. Indeed, they are so distressed that they become hippies. And the laws of nature force them to accept a wretched life. Thus they go about unclean and without shelter or food, and they are forced to sleep in the street. It can be concluded that one cannot be happy by simply performing pious activities. It is not a fact that those who are born with a silver spoon in their mouth are free from the material miseries of birth, old age, disease, and death. The conclusion is that one cannot be happy by simply executing pious or impious activities. Such activities simply cause entanglement and transmigration from one body to another. Narottam Das Thakur calls this karma bandha phas. King Prachina Barhishat admitted this fact and frankly asked Narad Muni how he could get out of this karma bandha phas, entanglement in fruitive activities. This is actually the stage of knowledge indicated in the first verse of Vedanta Sutra, Athato Brahma Jijyasa. When one actually reaches the platform of frustration in an attempt to discharge karma bandha phas, he inquires about the real value of life, which is called Brahma Jijyasa. In order to inquire about the ultimate goal of life, the Vedas, in the Mundak Upanishad, Canto 11, Chapter 2, Verse 12, enjoin that tat vijnanartham sagurum eva bigachit. In order to understand the transcendental science, one must approach a bona fide spiritual master. King Prachina Barishat found the best spiritual master, Narad Muni, and he therefore asked him about the knowledge by which one can get out of the entanglement of karma bandha paths, fruitive activities. This is the actual business of human life. Jivasya tattva gijyasa nartho yas cheha karmabhi. As stated in the second chapter of the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, a human being's only business is inquiring from a bona fide spiritual master about extrication from the entanglement of karma bandha paths. Once more the translation. The king replied, O great soul Narada, my intelligence is entangled in fruitive activities, therefore I do not know the ultimate goal of life. Kindly instruct me in pure knowledge so that I can get out of the entanglement of fruitive activities. So in this purport, Prabhupada is bringing us back to the basics. Actually, the basics is the question that we should ask ourselves and by which we distinct ourselves from animals. And that question is Atato Brahma Jigyasa. Jai Shri Radha Gopinath Ki Jai. So once we have started to ask this question, now let us inquire about the Supreme, about the Absolute Truth. That is the question that distinct us from animals. Once we have start asking this question, we start with our human life. So the nature, Prakriti, offers us many life forms. And these life forms that are offered are fields of sense gratification. Actually, they are all fields of the same sense gratification. Life after life, just doing the same, eating, mating, sleeping, and defending. And by that same sense gratification, we want to create all kinds of happiness. All kinds of activities are performed to fulfill those desires. And gradually we rise to a higher platform and we take birth as humans. Well, in a human body. But even here, Srila Prabhupada smashes our hope, our ahankar, that even if in a human body, if you haven't asked that question, Atato Brahma Jigyasa, then you are still an animal. So we have to think, when was the first time we asked that question? Did we ask that question? And by asking that question, we will focus our desires, we start focusing our desires not only on eating, mating, sleeping and defending. At some point we become aware that there are other goals in life, but also there are other desires. Other desires like fame and position and power, wealth. So these desires, although they are all rooted in the same basic lower nature, compel us to work very hard and to use our knowledge, our intelligence, to have a bigger car, a bigger house with a marble floor like this. You know, we want to have it in our own house, just to enjoy our own senses with it. And what do we do for that? We go to school, we study, many students of the universities, they spend many, many good years, actually the prime years of their lives, just to be able to learn and actually earn at the end a lot of money and to spend it on sense gratifiers like TV, computers, holidays in exotic countries, actually more sense gratification. So basically that is what life is all about. And I think many of our parents, our families, they say, well, you're wasting your life being a Hare Krishna. You should, you know, spend your life in gratifying your senses, in building a nice life with a nice car, wife or husband, children. And for what? You know, actually, what do we gain from it? We gain prestige, position, fame, wealth, and so-called securities. You know, securities that we have enough money on the bank account. Actually, we are still doing the same as animals were doing. And Srila Prabhupada is urging us to first become real human beings, civilized. And civilized not in the material sense, but civilized in the Vedic sense. We have to start getting detached from our lower nature and try to get in touch with our higher nature. And this will distinguish us from animal life. So how to do that? How to, you know, get detached from the lower nature? You know, there are things called controlling your mind and closing your eyes and focusing on the endless thought, whatever. But there are ways described in the Vedic Shastras to get detached from our lower nature. We have to close the door that leads us back to the lower nature and constantly pull us back to that platform. And for that, there are rules. Following rules, following regulations, following orders, following mechanical restrictions that will lead us to get more grip of our mind. The Manu Samhita mentions 10 institutions of social, moral, and justice administration to keep in check our need to go back to the lower nature. And some are like marriage. Marriage, legal marriage, is actually a situation that helps us to, you know, not to get back to animal life and mating with all kinds of other species. Keeping promises is a very important quality to get more civilized, like Ram was doing. Ram was very concerned about his vachan, his promise. He would even give his life to fulfill his promise. Legal settlement of disputes that we cannot take right in our own hands and that we kill each other like animals do. But we go to the court, we act civil, we listen to what the other person has to say, and we try to live by the judgment of the judge. Civilized behavior is one of them. Also, other forms of yoga. There are many forms of yoga. Prabhupada mentions there are many forms of yoga that lead us to a higher platform and that help us to get loose of this lower nature. So one thing you have to do is get detached from your lower nature, but you're not there yet. You have to get in touch with your higher nature. Otherwise, it will be too artificial. So getting in touch with your higher nature means we have to engage our senses in devotional service. We have to read, we have to chant, we have to perform all kinds of services to please the Lord. So in that way, if we do devotional service and we know that we are cultivating our higher nature, we are not focused on, you know, am I happy in doing devotional service? Is this what I want? No, this is a school. This is a school that will bring us to a higher nature. So the simple fact that we engage our senses, our mind, our intelligence, actually our whole body, our whole existence in devotional service is already a path that will bring us in touch with the higher nature. And actually the wonderful thing that we have is japa. By the holy name, we get in touch with the higher nature. But by constantly repeating every day a fixed amount of rounds, we get detached from the lower nature. So japa has both things. Of course, our desire will change gradually as we perform devotional service. Our desires will become not desires to fulfill our desires, but it will become desires to please the desire of the Lord, the desire of devotees. And that's the tricky part, but, you know, that is, in the beginning, we don't focus on that. Actually, we become servants. And the difference between servants and slaves, and sometimes we feel that we are slaves of our desires. Whatever the desire is commanding us, we are doing it. And the difference between a servant and a slave is that a servant has a choice. He chooses. A servant has dignity. And a slave, we all know, well, Suriname, the country where I was born, they had a lot of descendants of slaves. And actually, in history school, in history class, you would get classes about how slaves were treated. And slaves did not have any dignity. They didn't have any choice. So we don't want to become slaves. We want to become servants. We have our dignity. We have our individuality. We have a choice. And we choose to become gradually a human being, a real human being, civilized. And then at some point, when we continue with this process, you will, well, pure devotees desire to become slaves, slaves of the desires of Radha Gopinath. So this is, you know, when we gradually grow in devotional service, eventually we would like to become slaves of Radha Krishna. That is the position of gopis. The gopis are not thinking about their dignity, about their choices. But they are in a different way, slaves, spiritual. So the king was actually kind of captured by this entanglement. He was mentioning to Narad Muni that I have performed so many activities, but still I feel that I'm entangled in material life. And he was doing all his prescribed duties, because in the Shastras it's mentioned what to do and how to get, how to fulfill your duties. You have many Shastras. And the king was dutiful and he was performing these activities. And actually that is the real purpose of the Shastras, to help you fulfill your duties in an authorized way. But he noticed that it didn't free him from entanglement. And also this is the purpose of the Shastras, to make you realize that if you are fulfilling karma, if you are fulfilling the duties according to the scriptures, you will not get liberation, because these Shastras are on the material platform. Like Padma Puran, Skanda Puran, these are, even though they are in the mode of goodness, they are still on the material platform. You have to do this. Manu Samhita mentions all kinds of duties Monday we heard from Rudradeva Prabhu that Prabhupada mentioned that we are not capable of following all rules and regulations. It's not possible in this age. But because the king was diligently performing his duties, he realized that he still was not satisfied. And he needed somebody to guide him to pure knowledge. And even though normally in those days kings were guided in their administrations by very learned persons, very saintly persons, still he felt that he needed some guidance for pure knowledge. And that was Narad Muni. Narad Muni could give him the pure knowledge to get bhakti, to get liberation from this entanglement. And further on in this chapter, we will hear more about King Puranjan and the nine gates. So this is a very important question, what he says here. Actually, in this verse, and if we remember this verse, in this verse he distinguishes himself from animal life. In this verse he helps us to remember that we have to become human even though we are in this body looking like a human. So I will leave it to this. It's very late, sorry. Please forgive me. Are there any comments, questions? We are still thinking about when was the time that I asked myself, Atato Brahma Jignyasa? No? Well, I'm sorry? Well, at some point maybe we have done it, otherwise we wouldn't have taken up this life. Okay, thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam Grantharaj ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.